Joining us now is Jeff Jansen, head coach of the Indianola girls basketball team, as they close out the regular season with a 58-48 win over Pella Christian here on Thursday night in the Tulip City. Coach, thanks for coming up and joining us. Congratulations on the victory. What'd you think about the way your team played tonight?
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was arguably our best game of the season for sure. And it wasn't just knocking all those three-pointers down in the first half. The way our girls shared the basketball, Pella Christian is playing outstanding. And hats off to them. They're back to almost fully healthy, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with for sure in their bracket. And for our girls to get some confidence flowing, for us to knock down some shots, it was a great night for the Indianola tonight.
Yeah, and Pella Christian, they played DCG, into the fourth quarter very competitively on Tuesday night, and here just a couple of nights later, you're up by 19 at halftime. The shots, of course, you had 8 3-pointers in that first half, but I thought very unselfish, great ball movement, all the things that it takes to set up good shots.
Absolutely. We got the ball moving. There's a drill. You'll hear me shouting during games that we do in practice where girls have to hunt the paint and either score or kick out for three. And there was time and time again where we had those opportunities where girls were looking for their teammates. 8 threes in the half. We probably didn't hit 8 threes in any game all season. So girls were feeling great. And it's always great when the ball goes in the hole.
And it was different players at different points in the game, and I kind of want to walk through that chronologically. Let's start with Zoe Belt. She scored 8 points in the first quarter, missed Tuesday's game against Pella because of illness, and she came out hot tonight.
Yeah, so happy for her, so proud of her. One of our key leaders vocally, somebody that's been committed to our program for years now, and for her to come back from being out sick on Tuesday night to start the game the way she did, that really gave our team energy, and again, like I said, really proud of her, really happy for her.
And how about the second quarter from Lauren Olson? She made 3 threes in the quarter. She did lead you for the game with 16, but that's when you really started to pull away.
Absolutely. Lauren, it's been a long journey for Lauren from tearing her ACL the first conference game of the season last year to where she's at now, and all the hard work she put in the offseason to get back and to not miss a game, to not miss a practice this season, coming back from an ACL injury is so phenomenal. Says a lot about her, says a lot about her family, and couldn't be happy for her and how she's bounced back and playing her best basketball, honestly, of the season right now.
So you're up 34-15 at the half. Again, talking with Jeff Jansen, head coach of the Indianola girls basketball team, after a 58-48 win over Pella Christian. And those 8 3-pointers, it would be understandable if you just came out and kind of started jacking them up in the second half, but that's not what happened. It seemed like you used the threat of the 3-pointer to get the ball inside. Was that something that you talked about in the locker room?
Yeah, absolutely. Great observation. We didn't want to go away from shooting the three-pointers, of course, but we knew that they were going to have to extend out in whatever defense that they were going to throw at us. And we rushed a couple, of course, forced a couple in the second half, but really trying to continue to attack that paint and not settle for the first open shot, but really try to get in the lane and see what good things could happen. And again, keep sharing the basketball. We've been doing a little bit better job the last week or two, bringing our average down in turnovers per game. And again, our girls mostly handled the ball well tonight.
Yeah, and then Alexa Geyer in that third quarter scored 7. Maddie Grover, off her big night against Pella on Tuesday, scored 5. They really seemed like they were aggressive and wanting to get the ball to the basket.
Yeah, they both found a different gear a couple times in transition. Both girls are coming off. They had outstanding freshman years last year, and they're really coming into their own now, year two, as varsity starters. To share the love, to make sure that we're not all about one player, to have those girls step up and in a big moment in that third quarter was big heading into the fourth.
So you finished Little Hawkeye Conference play right in the middle of the pack, fourth place, 6-6. You lost 2 games each to DCG and Norwalk and Pella ahead of you, and beat Newton and Oski and Pella Christian twice below you. How do you feel about the way this Little Hawkeye Conference season shook out for you, Coach?
In all reality, our conference is so good. Newton is having a great year. Oski is underrated, and Pelham Christian is extremely underrated. And so for us to get those 6 wins against those three teams is big. You know, DCG, Norwalk, Pella, they all have aspirations to go to state this year in 4A, and they all have, you know, Pella and Norwalk, of course, have to meet each other. But, you know, there's a couple games that we want back in the conference without a doubt. There's a missed layup the first time home against Pella that we'd love to have back to win the game. And you know, a couple of things to change in both Norwalk games, to say the least. But proud of our girls. We weathered the storm. We don't have an easier road ahead of us, without a doubt. We know what our postseason looks like, but I'm excited to get to coach this team for at least another week and a half and let the chips fall where they may here in the postseason.
Yeah, Pella Christian's got to turn right around on Saturday to open up postseason play. You get the luxury now of some time off before we look ahead at your postseason draw. What are you trying to accomplish in this next week? We started the interview by saying this is our best game of the year. How do we spin that forward here, Coach?
You know, I think the biggest thing, and as our coaching staff was talking about, and as we ride home together here soon, we got to make sure that we keep girls lively. We got to keep things fun. Again, as we prepare for Waukee, we're preparing for Waukee, but we're also continuing to try to get better we need to get better at. Whether that's rebounding, whether that's taking care of the basketball, whether that's executing against pressure, because again, Waukee's going to be able to do some things that honestly relate to some of the other 5A schools that we played this year, as well as DCG and Norwalk. So, you know, I'm excited to get back to work. The girls deserve some time. For sure, quick turnaround from Tuesday night to tonight, but this next week is going to be cleaning up some things, preparing for Waukee, and making sure that girls are having fun and ending the season on a positive note.
Do you have a scout on Waukee yet, or is that next on the to-do list?
I got the film. I haven't started watching it yet. I kind of snow day yesterday would have been a nice time, but I wasn't looking past tonight, quite honestly. So added the clips added the film and got the stats, but we'll be digging in for sure the next 24 hours and be preparing to the best of our ability next week.
And 5A, obviously, you know, very, very difficult come postseason. What are your expectations and goals for this postseason run?
Yeah, I you know, we started our second game of the year was against Waukee, and they got us by 18 or 20, and we've come a long ways since then. We've matured so much. We have a little bit stronger identity of who we are and who we aren't. And so I'm excited to have that on full display in a week and a half. And also, like I said, there's things that we got to get better at. And we got to make sure that we're solid on the game plan, that we see success in practice, and that success carries over when we head to Waukee in 10 days.
All right, enjoy some practice time, Coach. Best of luck in the playoffs, and thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Jeff Jansen, head coach of the Indianola girls basketball team. They close the 2024-2025 regular season on Thursday night with a 58-48 victory over Pella Christian.